So welcome, everyone. Thank you very much for coming. And I'd especially like to acknowledge all the women who are here who contributed to the development of the report. And I just want to say that we're taking your thoughts and your knowledge with us. And there'd be no trip to the United Nations without all of you. Forward began as a human rights education program called Claiming Our Rights here at Sistering about a year ago. And over the course of the past year, women have met every week to talk about human rights, particularly about social and economic rights, and to discuss the relationship between women's experiences of homelessness, poverty, and violence, and human rights. And through those meetings and those discussions where women shared their experiences and put those in the framework of human rights, we decided to continue working together and to start doing actions to promote women's rights to housing, to an adequate standard of living, to physical and mental health, to protection of the family, and to freedom from violence and fear. So one of those actions that we've undertaken is to write and deliver a submission to the upcoming review of Canada by the United Nations Committee on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. That committee oversees an international treaty called the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. And that treaty is the sister treaty of the better known Convention on Civil and Political Rights. A lot of people aren't aware that alongside the human rights to be free from torture, for freedom of expression, the freedom to vote, and other types of civil and political rights, that the United Nations has also enshrined economic, social, and cultural rights that include the right to adequate food and housing, the right to an adequate standard of living, the right to protection of the family and especially of mothers and children, the right to the optimum, maximum attainable standard of physical and mental health, and the right to education and participation in culture. And those of us who have been in this group over the past year are well aware, both through our own experiences and through hearing other women's stories, that those basic human rights are violated here in Canada every day. Mm-hmm. And that women who experience poverty, who experience homelessness, who experience racism and marginalization and violence are having their rights violated. I want to give a little context to the way in which this submission is happening to the United Nations. The Committee on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights reviews the countries that are parties to the treaty on a regular basis, and this session is the review of Canada. The last time that Canada was reviewed by this committee was in 1998. And at that time, a number of Canadian non-governmental organizations attended the review and submitted reports, not unlike ours, in which they detailed the ways in which Canadian government economic policies had increased poverty and homelessness in the period preceding that 1998 review. At that time, the Committee on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights issued concluding observations that were extremely critical of Canada. Their concluding observations called for immediate action on the part of the Canadian government and the provincial governments to alleviate poverty and homelessness and to take urgent action to support women who are fleeing violence. We're very disappointed in 2006, 8 years after that review, to be bringing another report to another review by that same committee to tell them that in fact the situation in Canada has worsened, not improved, since the 1998 recommendations. not only has Canada failed to implement the recommendations that would have reduced homelessness and poverty, but they have done so at a time when federal budget surpluses and great economic prosperity and growth would have enabled all governments at the provincial and federal level in Canada to implement those recommendations. There's no excuse for the continued poverty and homelessness that women and men and children in Canada continue to experience. So having said that, I'd like to just acknowledge the role that this agency, Sistering, has played in fostering this group. Most of the women who've participated, and there have been over 40 women who've participated since the beginning of the group, began as participants here at Sistering, and Sistering has provided not only space for us, but moral support in the work that we've undertaken. So I'd like to acknowledge their contribution to this project, and I'd like to hand the floor over to Susan Clancy.
Thank you.